Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
On Unica Radio today we talk with Vagelio Sumeli, a self-taught filmmaker with a professional background in social research focused on gender equality. She's here with us to discuss a remarkable journey and her latest film, Phoebe, which will be screening at the Mediterranean Short Film Festival in Sant'Antioco. Welcome with us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So what inspired you to tell this story? Is the background of this story?
I think the Phoebe is that they live around us, and most of the times we don't see them. I worked as a volunteer with women, drug addicts, and HIV positive, like in prison, but also as a street worker. So I like during the years I was like I came close to them. So I think that it is these women that inspired me to do this film and their strength. It's like fight addiction is not. It's not an easy, it's not like it's something very, very difficult. And to see women like they don't give up, also men, but now I'm talking, I talk about women because Phoebe is a woman and the film is about her. And to continue to dream about a better future is like something like amazing. Even if they will not like succeed at the end, I think that is an amazing accomplishment. Okay. So that's how I thought to do the film, and to those women that I dedicate this film. I cannot say because me I was doing social research, but I was specialized on gender equality mostly at work. But of course, I mean I had like, but I was working like with marginalized like let's say groups of people like for many years. As a volunteer, like so I think that at some point this volunteer street work and social work was combined with field research, and at some point I've decided like I want to apply myself to filmmaking. So yes, I think that I don't know if I answer the question, but yes, I think that as a new filmmaker there is a like very, very strong political and social dimension that like leads me, drives me, with this long experience that I had with people, women mostly, who are marginalized. They exist in the margins of the society. So what I really try to do with my stories is to shed light on these real women in fiction, in a way truly embody these women, and not only to make them visible, but truly feel these women.
What message do you hope the audience takes away from the film?
I think that, how can I say this answer? I think that to me, like any form of art, cinema is like magic. I think that it can also change us in a ways to become better people. And for me, it worked. I wore films as a maniac from very, very early in my life. I remember like since I was like 10, 12 years old with my parents. So I think that I would be especially happy if people with similar experience, those of the characters in the film, will manage to relate to the story and feel, first of all, that I have been treated with respect. But I think that if I want something like, it's like I want like people to feel empathy for Phoebe and for the other character, and because I don't think that it's only like a matter to relate with this characters, but to feel them without judging them. If this is possible, I also want people to feel hope, to feel hopeful. I think that we are living like in very, very dark times, that what we lost is hope. And I think that this film, this story, the story of Phoebe has hope. It's a hopeful story, I think, at the end of the day. If I have what?
Any future project related to this topic?
It's not exactly related to the story, but yes, I have I prepared just I'm just preparing my first debut feature film. The name is Until We Find Your Name, and we are very, very happy because we've been selected for for the co-production Village of Les Arcs this year. So we are going like to France in a few days to present our project in the market. It's in the same, I can say that touches in the same like sensitive like topics, but it's not a continuation of Phoebe. I love, but I can say that it's the main characters are women again. I like to film women. I love like to follow them and to get to know and understand them as they also try to understand themselves and care about their truths and these many different truths that they are out there.
Lastly, more like technical question. As a self-taught director, do you feel more free to experiment with these formats? I mean, do you believe that this format, the short film, is a more impactful tool to imprint the core of social issues?
I think that for me, I've only done because I started late, as you know, and I did only four short films. Phoebe is my fourth film. I think that it's like in the short films you have this freedom of like experimenting a lot. I think that you should make the most out of this like freedom that it gives you. But I think that it's very important, like especially like in the social, like if I can call it social cinema, I think that it's very important like to observe and to take in the environment and to be true, but also to not to be afraid to experiment. But this is not only for short films. I think that the experimentation is something that we need to have with us as artists, and it's because also to sometimes to listen to your inner voice, sometimes maybe to your instinct, of course also to your like partners and colleagues. But yes, I think experimentation is very, very important. For me, experimentation and improvisation comes also from the fact that I like to work with professional and non-professional actors. So this is when you work with non-professional actors, sometimes you cannot do otherwise but to experiment with them and to experiment together. In Phoebe, for example, the actress is a non-actress. It's her first like time that she was in acting, had an acting experience.
So we want to thank our guest for being with us and for sharing her heart with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wish like the very best for the festival, and I wish I was there.
I want to remind you that you can listen to this interview on Unica Radio Portal, on Spotify and Google Podcast.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.